mit Breathe auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt David Rhodes in der Kantine am Berghain. Jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über seine just erschienene vierte EP Turning Back Around und die für September geplante Debut-LP Wishes. Wir sprechen über die Unterstützung, die David von Freunden und Familie erfährt. Wir reden über die therapeutische Wirkung seiner Musik und über noch vieles, vieles mehr. Ich sage herzlich willkommen, David. Welcome, Rhodes.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Cool. It's nice that you've made it to our little station.
It's good to be here. It's great. I came here once before. It's
yeah, I know.
Very cool.
We haven't met though, so I'm happy that you've made it into my show as well now. So where are you coming from today, actually?
We drove from Munich.
Okay,
through the night, and we sort of woke up in Berlin, which is very fun.
Yeah.
So last night I played a show there, and it was really good. It
cool.
was Ampere.
Uh huh.
It was really. It's a stunning city. I'd never been before. So
yeah, it is
cool.
With all of the historical buildings
yeah,
and
yeah.
all the parts of town. It's an interesting city, but not as nice as Berlin.
No,
I gotta
no,
say
no
that
way
right
near.
Now. Our listeners were just like, "Is he talking good about Munich right now? What's happening? What's happened to Vincent?"
No, it's not as nice as Berlin.
Hey, congratulations on your newest EP, Turning Back Around, which has just been put out now. Now, since there's going to be an album in September, and you've already put out three EPs before
yeah,
that
yeah,
one,
yeah.
what was the reason for you to go for another EP? What did you have songs that you didn't want to put on the LP?
That's exactly it. I recorded about 20 songs for the album and obviously there's only going to be, well, I'm thinking 12 on the album and then there's a deluxe album with a few more, but there was a couple of songs that I wanted people to hear, but I didn't really see a place for them on the album. So
okay,
I wanted
cool.
to, yeah, we decided with the record label just to put out another EP. I think it's pretty cool. It's quite a lot of music out there now, which
it's crazy. I mean,
yeah.
when one's looking at the time span that you've been working in, it's you've been into the business, if one want to say so, for like 2 years or something. It's four EPs and an LP that's basically done. I mean, you seem to be a workaholic when it comes to composing.
I do like to write songs.
Yeah, and that's good though.
Yeah, but you know, some of them are more sort of complete than others, and I think sometimes when you write a demo and it might take you, I don't know, 2 hours to write a song and record it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to just leave it like that and not touch
true.
It again.
Yeah.
And that's where this EP came into place.
Ah, yeah, okay, cool.
Just things where I didn't really want to re-record these and I just thought I'd keep them how they were.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that's really difficult when you go into the studio and you try to recreate those magical moments that you probably had in your living room when you
can't.
It's really hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
can't.
There's probably a slight possibility of making it. But there's a reason enough for some people to leave demo pieces here and there on their LPs, right?
Yeah, totally. That's what I've done as well. So it's good. There's things on there that I record on my album that I've sort of recorded in my little bedroom in London.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a blessing of our time, right? That you have the possibility to do that.
Totally.
I mean,
I think so.
Building a little recording device into your living room 15 years ago, that would have cost you like tens of thousands of euros.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's we're very privileged.
Yeah. So how was working on your first full length for you? Is there a difference in approaching those songs? Is there something like a topic that's going throughout the whole album,
it's a journey, really. It's the journey of the last 2 years, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's kind of there is a narrative within it, and it's sort of, it talks about obviously relationships and things like that, and not just romantic ones, more sort of family things and where I came from. And also just overcoming my fears of what the fears I had about just literally doing music and being a solo artist and overcoming that. And
cool.
Yeah. And
because that's a topic that I wanted to discuss with you later on.
Yeah.
Because I've read that your girlfriend is supporting you a lot and your dad has supported you a lot with buying microphones in the beginning. And I really think that especially for a guy who's touring solo and who is a solo artist taking care of his own music, it's really important to have friends and family around you who work like a mirror and help you out, right?
Definitely. It's definitely important to have that. And I am quite a solitary person.
Yeah.
And I think it's important just to have people around me who I can show my ideas to before anybody else. Because although, you know, I'm confident in what I'm doing now, I haven't always been, and it's been nice having a very supportive little group of people who I can just trust.
And those two that I just mentioned, those were the guys who encouraged you to take the first steps, like, oh, this shit is good, record that, my friend, my dad, my son.
my dad definitely did. And then my girlfriend showed some very, very early demos that I had recorded to my now manager, because she knew him. She's a writer as well, and so we started all together.
Cool.
It was nice.
Now you have a circle of trust.
I've got a circle of trust, yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song of yours. We're listening to the title track of the new EP Turning Back Around, Roads, nochmal auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt in der Kantine am Berghain. Wir hören gleich noch eine Live-Performance von ihm und wir werden auch noch Tickets verlosen für das Konzert am Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Hier aber nochmal zum Einstimmen, Turning Back Around von Roads. Roads mit Turning Back Around und David Rhodes, der heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain spielt, der steht immer noch bei mir im Studio. Another great sounding chorus, my man. You have a hand for those big sounding choruses, and I really feel that there's a cinematic quality to your sounds, the way that you build up your music and the way the songs sound overall. It's kind of cinematic to me. And I've read that you always looked out for film and TV composers like Danny Elfman, for example, who's basically done The Simpsons opening credit music, which is like one of the best songs that you can listen to on the television. So has something like that come up? Did somebody ask you to do some film music, maybe for a short film or something? Because I can see like romantic, dramatic films with your music underneath it being even more romantic and dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, I have been asked, but I haven't really had the time to so far. But I'm hoping that it's definitely a dream to one day do that. But my music's used in quite a few, I don't know, TV shows and films as well. So that's really nice, and it's nice to know that people think it fits. So I do definitely want to do that. I mean, Nick Cave's somebody who does a lot of amazing soundtracks and stuff.
And maybe it's better this way, you know, that people are taking the stuff that you've already done and put that into their films. I think some film composers, or as soon as you compose for a movie, you have to get busy with the director, and sometimes they have special ideas, and then you probably go like, oh no, I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't know how it works, but I like the idea.
I think when you really do a score, you have to really discuss the creative part with the director and stuff, and it's not for everybody. But anyway, another thing that I found out today is that you've dropped out of your degree of music and management at London Metropolitan University. Are there things that you've learned before dropping out that you're still using?
Or
did you just leave there and go like, I don't learn anything here, leave me alone?
It wasn't that. I just thought, I don't think I was really paying too much attention. I very quickly realised that I didn't want to have much to do with the business side of it. I wanted to carry on writing songs. That was very short-lived.
Okay, cool.
But it was cool because I met some great people there, and I moved to London, and it was really nice.
Okay, good.
There were positives.
There was something. There was something in there for you.
Yeah.
A woman in Berlin once came up to you saying that your music kind of helped you deal with the death of a parent. Do you get that often, that people come up to you and say, oh, your music has a therapeutic quality
for me? Yeah. It's kind of weird. It's not really nice to know that that's going on. But I think, it's really amazing to know that that my music helps people.
Yeah.
It's really nice to know that.
And do you have a cathartic experience, or do you feel...
When I'm writing,
Is this a therapeutic thing for you too?
I mean, like, recording songs can be a bit stressful if it's not coming out how you want.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the demo thing comes back into play, and that's why I like to record everything I do.
Yeah.
So I can keep things. But I do find it very therapeutic.
Yeah. And cool. So what can people expect from tonight's show? Are you going to do this stuff solo, or is there a band?
No, I've got a band with me, actually. So, we've worked really hard. The set's very dynamic and there's a lot going on. I've got a pianist, a cellist, and a guitarist doing all the atmosphere things.
Wow.
Drummer and a bass player. And we all sing as well, so there's lots of harmonies.
Oh, cool.
But there will be moments where I'm just playing on my own as well. So it's not all it's not all with the band. I'll do two or three songs on my own.
Yeah, but I love the fact that you have incorporated the spheric phenomena of your recordings with the band who do that live.
Well, I think that's important. Yeah. They're important to the sound. So I think it's been really nice sort of doing it live as well.
Yeah, cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. And before we are listening, I'm mixing languages now, I'm sorry. Before we're listening to another performance of yours, möchte ich Tickets verlosen, und zwar für die Show von Rhodes heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte und den Eintritt sparen, der ruft mich jetzt an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Rhodes in der Kantine am Berghain. Und jetzt hören wir ihn nochmal mit einer Live-Version seines Stückes Close Your Eyes. That's the song that you're gonna play, right, David?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Are you?
I'm ready.
Okay, Rhodes nochmal live auf Flux FM mit Close Your Eyes.
Maybe I I'm just as scared as you, but it's alright, stay by my side. On the edge of everything we know, but it's alright, just don't look down, and I'll hold on.
Thank you, my man. That was a great performance.
Thank you.
I got
so
goosebumps
much.
All over my body. That's nice. I love goosebumps. 15:59 Minuten und insofern Zeit für die Nachrichten. Viel Spaß heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain beim Live-Konzert von Rhodes. Have great fun in tonight's show, David. And
thank you.
Visit us as soon as you visit Belinda next time.
I certainly
time.
Will. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you know
me.
Where we live right now.
I'll just swing by.
You just swing by. Cool. Yeah, cool. Thank you. Have fun tonight.
So
bye
bye. Bye bye.